20 years after it shut down and 16 years after work began, remediation of the rattan mine east of Leaf Rapids is complete, the provincial government said August 19. The $45 million project began in 2006, 4 years after the mine closed. Our government has made a strong commitment to expedite the cleanup of orphaned and abandoned mine sites to help protect our environment, and the completion of this major initiative at the rattan mine is another significant step toward that goal, said Environment Minister Jeff Wharton in a press release. Exposed parts of what were once the mine's tailings management areas were covered with well over 1 million cubic meters of clay as well as peat and grass to help prevent any contaminants from entering the air or water. Contaminated water at the site of the mine, which operated for 30 years, is diverted into an open pit where it is treated before being discharged. In earlier updates on the mine remediation project, the province said that about 5.5 million cubic meters of water will have to be treated every year for 5 years to complete that work. In the spring, the province announced that the construction phase of remediation had been completed at the Sheridan mine, another one of five priority orphaned and abandoned mine sites, along with Rattan, the Lynn Lake mine, also known as the Farley mine, the God's Lake mine and the Central mine in Bessette. The government plans to spend $50.7 million on these five sites over the next 5 years. Established by the province in 2000, the Abandoned Mine Site Rehabilitation Program is intended to deal with 153 such sites in Manitoba. Orphaned and abandoned mine sties are those that are no longer in operation and with owners who can't be found or are financially unable to undertake remediation work. Prior to the August 19 announcement, remediation had been completed at 39 high and moderate risk sites, which are now assessed as low risk and only in need of periodic monitoring under a long-term care, maintenance and surveillance program. In order to operate mines now, companies must obtain Environment Act licenses, develop closure plans and provide financial securities before starting projects in case the government has to take responsibility for cleaning up the sites after operations cease. In addition to covering tailings, remediation work can also include capping shafts and sealing other mine openings as well as debris cleanup.